We've been reading the past couple of weeks, many weeks, regarding the Binyan HaMishkan and the Big Day Kahuna. And as we conclude the book of Exodus this week, Vayakel Pekudei, we'll just discuss a little bit some more in Yanam on the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, on the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes that the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah b'yom and not b'layla. The mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah that should be done during the day and not at night. And where does the Rambam know this from? So he quotes, I think it's a pasuk of Parshas Truma, "Uviyom hukam es hamishkan," and in the day they built the mishkan. So we go, "Uviyom, uviyom alo v'layla." So the Rambam probably sources Parshas, the pasuk in the Chumash. The Rambam codifies the halacha. The mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is biyom ulo v'layla, which is fine. However, and then the Rambam goes and he talks about the mitzvah should be from alos hashachar to say tachochavim, which itself is a discussion because after shkia is ben hashmashash, which is safek yom safek laila. So is the Rambam saying a chiddush here that you could build it during ben hashmashash or not? Perhaps we'll touch on that, perhaps not. But then the other point the Rambam makes is v'nashim chayavos b'mitzvizu. The Rambam writes explicitly, a woman are obligated in the mitzvah. And they quote a pasuk, I think it's actually a pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, which it says, anashim v'nashim, that both the men and women contributed to the Mishkan. So the Rambam says, number one, he says, again, not saying chidushim, but based on psukim, that number one, the mitzvah of binyan hamikdash is during the day and not at night. And he says the mitzvah is to build it during the day, which he defines, at least for this mitzvah, from dawn, from alos until seitz. And then he says, and women are chayev the same way men are, at least not the same or not, but the chayev also in this mitzvah, as the pasuk says, both the men and women contributed to the Mishkan. So many of the Achronim ask a question on the Rambam. So the Rambam says a couple of things regarding the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but the two major points the Rambam makes based on Psukim in the Chumash, that number one, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is b'yom and not b'layla, u'v'yom hukam es hamishkan, and he says, v'nashim chayavim ha-mitzvah zu. Women are obligated in this mitzvah, and again, he quotes a pasuk, I think it's in Parshas Tetzaveh, or could it be in Vayakel, I don't remember offhand, it's a pasuk in one of those, either Truma Tetzaveh, that both the men and women contributed to the Mishkan, and from there the Rambam deduces, we see the fact that men and women contributed to the Mishkan, we see women are obligated in this mitzvah as well. So many of the Achronim asked the following question on the Rambam. It seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Rambam, because the Rambam starts off by saying, Ein bonim es hamikdash balayla. The mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is only during the day. That clearly makes it a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. If there's a mitzvah that can only be done during the day and not at night, hence it's classified as a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. And therefore, we know, as the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, as well as other places, Nashim Peturis mi mitzvah zu. Women are exempt from this mitzvah. So how could the Rambam go ahead, tell me it's b'yom or below b'layla, and then the next line, it's the same halacha, he writes, v'nashim chayavas b'mitzvah zu. How could he say it? It seems to be a classic example of a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, which women are exempt from, and yet the Rambam says chayav. That's the kasha many of the Achronim ask on the Rambam, what in the world is the Rambam talking about? So A1, answer number one, will begin with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch explains as follows. He wants to point out, again, we could discuss whether this is a Chiddush, not a Chiddush, if it's universally accepted. But the question is, what happens if you went ahead and built the temple at night? Let's say you went ahead. The pasuk says, "V'yom hukam es ha-mishkan," but whatever it was, mezid, shogeg, whatever it was, you went ahead and you built the temple at night. Does that make the Beis HaMikdash pasul? Do you have to actually, I guess what it means, would you have to actually take out that material you built at night? Kind of like we have this takana that in terms of we don't want to prevent people from doing tshuva, so if they use stolen objects, so we say, okay, you don't have to put down the whole building, you have to make it up in a different way. Is that so by the Beis HaMikdash, are we saying that it's okay? That if you, the bottom line is, the evidence is good or not. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, other Achronim disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. This is a fundamental machlokas in the Achronim. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, if you bona as a mikdash balayla, b'diyevin it's kosher. Lechatchila, you shouldn't build the base of mikdash at night. But push comes to shove, if you did it, it's still a kosher base of mikdash and whatever, and then all the relevant karbanos or everything else is okay. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying, in other words, so what's the pshat in the Minchas Chinuch? Which is touching on a fundamental definition of how do you define a mitzvah asei shazman grama? If it's usher to do, does that make it into a zman grama? Well, no. The question is, if it's usher to do, what happens if you do it? If you do it, bid the evidence good, so maybe it's no, which the Minchas Chinuch is suggesting, that according to the Minchas Chinuch, if we really understand the core halacha, it's in bidyevet, obviously in our practice we try to shoot for lechachilas, we try to shoot for the ideal way, but if you want to understand the core halacha, really bidyevet, it's not that it's no good we're making, really we're saying bidyevet, this is the halacha, but lechachila you should try to strive for something better, but the core halacha is determined. If you want to learn the lumdus behind the halacha, you got to go down to the bidyevet. That's what you're not going to know. You can't learn anything in terms of getting down to the nature of the halacha by a lechatchila din. It's in practice that should be our goal, to try to do a lechatchila din. But if you want to analyze the halacha, you got to know the bidyevet. So the Minchas Chinuch says that the fact that you can do binyan beis hamikdash at night, that means it's no kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam is only writing lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should do the Beis HaMikdash during the day. But even the Rambam's mode, again, this is the Minchas Chinuch's opinion in the Rambam, that the Rambam's mode, if you do it at night, it's a Beis HaMikdash, it's kosher, and therefore it really could be done b'yom u'v'layla. Hence, it's labeled as a mitzvah asei shelav zman grama, hence, woman achayim. It reminds me of Rabbi Akiva Eger and a Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Chaf Tes. It brings up memories, not nightmares, but memories. That the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Torah tells us, God commanded Abraham in the midst of Mila and not Sarah. The Gemara says, Kashia Tiva Oso, and the Gemara makes a drasha, Oso, V'lo osa, that God commanded Abraham and not Sarah. And that's why a father is obligated in the circumcision of his son and not the mother. So comes along Tosas and said, what do I need a pasuk? Tepik lay, have a mitzis asay, shahazman grama. What do I need a pasuk for? Mila is a mitzvah. Mila can only be uvayom hashmini imo basar halaso. Mila can only be done during the day. That makes it a classical mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That's why a woman's part. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude her when I have the general rule? So Tosis, the many answers, there's a famous question in the Rishonim, but the one we're focusing on is the one Tosis gives, which is not Aliba de Hilchasa. But Tosis, quote, there's an opinion in the Gemara in Yavamos that Amila Shelo Bizmana can be done at night. In other words, once day 8 comes, so day 9, or I should say night 9, night 10, whatever, once you get into day 8, you can do the meal at night. So according to this opinion, you can do it day and night. Therefore, according to this, I forget the name of the opinion, Rabbi Lezer or someone, that makes meal a mitzvah saseh, shalav zman grama, because there's no time you can't do it. The mitzvah begins day 8, and then after that you can do it day or night. So Tosis says, so I need the pasuk according to this opinion, that you can do a milah shalom bizmana, ben biyom ben belayla. That makes milah a mitzvah saseh shalav zman grama woman achayev, kamash malan, oso, velo osa, to exclude women. Right? Did you got that? So comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger and says, wait a second. He says, let me ask you something. Is that true? You can do it any time? Even according to this cheetah, which is a lo aliba de hilchasa, a milo shelo bizmana on Shabbos, can that be done? So we know the halacha is only a milo bizmana is docha Shabbos. Uve yom hashin uve yom afilo b'Shabbos. A milo shelo bizmana cannot be done on Shabbos. Or Akiva Eger, according to Tosfos, what do you mean? If you want to go with his opinion, it's still a mitzvah saseh shazman grama because you can't do a milo shelo bizmana on Shabbos. So what are you talking about? Elavaden, Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests, this is the same issue we're discussing, is what happens if you went ahead and did a milo on Shabbos? It's awesome to do a milo shelo bizmana on Shabbos. But what if you went ahead and did it? Are you telling me it's not a milo? Again, so that could be a discussion, but Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming the milo is chal. The milo is good. So again, so we see, kind of like the Minchas Chinuch, that the fact something's usher to do is not labeled a mitzvah, that's a machokas among the Achorim. Some Achorim will say, the fact that it's usher to do, that's enough to categorize it as a mitzvah, say, Shazman Grama. The Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be working with the Minchas Chinuch, that no. That is wrong. The question is, if it's good b'di'evid, so that means it's labeled a mitzvah saseh shalav zman grama. Hence, it's still considered a lav zman grama. Hence, you need the pasuk oso velo osa. So that's where Rabbi Akiva Eger and Tosfos reminded me of this minchas chinuch here, which touches on a fundamental question on a. What's the definition of a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Is it the mere fact that the halacha tells me it's usa for me to do? Is that enough to label it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Or no, it's not enough. You have to actually be not good, you know, b'di'evit. That's the first approach. You ready for the next approach? Answer number 2. Again, the kasha is the Rambam holds that binyan beis hamikdash is biyom and not belayla. And the next line he says nashim chayavim. So the question is, if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, why a woman chayav? So other achorim suggest a different answer. So what's pshat in the Rambam we assume the Rambam's interpreting the pasuk in Chumash. So however you want to say it, it's the Rambam, it's the Chumash. But when the Torah tells us of the Yom who come as a mission, what does it mean exactly? So someone has suggested it's true, the Yom who come as a Mishkan. Actual building of the Mishkan had to be done during the day. But what about all the hachanas? What about the preparations? Getting all the materials ready, preparing things, doing everything else. So according to different Achronim, the Hakadosh could be done all the time. That's 24/7 or at least 24/6. Since Binyan Beis HaMikdash can't be done B'Shabbos, so I assume you should be doing the Hakadosh on Shabbos either. So 24/6 we'll call it. So according to them, the Hakadosh could be done all day, exists the Binyan. So therefore that's what they want to suggest. Therefore the Rambam, that's why it's not really labeled a mitzvah asesha, which again touches on the question is, if the actual mitzvah itself has to be done during the day, but the hachanas could be done ben b'yom and b'layla, is this mitzvah labeled a mitzvah asesha asman grama or not? So this reminds me also of something by Milo. What do you know? Back to Kedusha Daf Chav Tes. Reminds me of a Tosfos Harid. Again, it's the same famous question we were dealing with. What is we need a pasuk? Also, this tapik lay a mitzvah asesha asman grama. So the Tosfos Harid wants to redefine the texture of the mitzvah, redefine the definition of what is the mitzvah of mila. So, because what is the mitzvah of mila? What is the nature of the mitzvah of mila? Is it the Maisa Chaticha? Is it day 8? You do the Chaticha Sa'arla. Is that the mitzvah? If it is, it's clearly a mitzvah sasesha as a mangrama. It has to be done biyom hashmidi right then. You can't get any more of a mitzvah sasesha as a mangrama. Or perhaps the Tosis really want to say perhaps not. Perhaps the mitzvah is not just the Maisa Chaticha, but it's the whole Hachana, from the moment the child is born. As we all know, the issues of looking for doctors for our children, especially when they're just born. So number one, you got to get a doctor here, you got to get a moel, probably most of the morning you got to get the right caterer, you got to get the rabbi. So it's nonsense, you got to call up your parents, you have to get all the guests working, or not directly inviting, whatever the bidding by a meal is, but it's non-stop production for the mila. It's not just day 8 is the Torah. That's the bottom line. That's your job. The mitzvah on you is to ensure that the bris mila be done, and that's an all encompassing 24/7. You have to work day and night making sure the child's healthy. You can check his bilirubin, the whole works. You get the doctors and the moels. So therefore, the Tosfos Harid said mila is not a mitzvah sasesha asman grama. Mila is a mitzvah shalazman grama. It's true the maisa mitzvah can only be done during the day, but part of the mitzvah is not just the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is to ensuring that my child is ready to do the mitzvah. And hence it's the lazman grama, hence I need the pasuk osova lo osa. So similarly here, it's true maybe the actual maisa binyan has to be done by yom, but the hachanas are done all the time, and therefore it's labeled a lav zman grama. Hence the Rambam is saying, well, the mitzvah is b'yom, but the hachanas can be done any time. Hence nashim chayav is b'binyin zu, because it is a lav mitzvah sasei shal lav zman grama. So the first two answers touch on fundamental definitions of what's considered a zman grama. If the fact that something usher to do is that enough, or no, you have to check the bidyevid. And here we're saying is how you define the mitzvah categories puts it into certain. If it's just the maisa mitzvah, so then it's a mitzvah that says shazman grama. But if it's the achana, it's clearly as lav zman grama. So perhaps it sounds similar here to what these achronim are saying by binyan beis hamikdash. Let's move along to A3. I think we're ready now to make that leap. To A3, the famous Turi Eved, among others. So, the Turi Eved, and also I think it's a Ramban and Kedusha. Of course, yes, we will come back to Mila again. It seems to be a lot of similarities here. So, what the Ramban, what the Ramban writes is, by again, same kasha by Mila, the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah, say, Shazman Rama, what do we need a pasuk for? So So the Rishonim are all, you know, four or five different answers in the Rishonim. What are we, in other words, the question is, if we have, what are, if it, if Mila at first grants is a mitzvah sasesha as man grama, what do I need osa v'osa? So many Rishonim are trying to make it into a lav zman grama, hence we need the pasuk. That's what, that's the route they've been taking. So along the lines, the Ramban is saying something similar, is that the Ramban again, so what's the Hava meaning here? So the Ramban, again, the Ramban's not really answering this question, but from a line in the Ramban, we could use this Ramban to answer up this question and also help us with our question here. The Ramban basically writes something along the lines, and I think it's a Ritva also, that where's the woman's role? When we say a woman's exempt from the Osovel Osa, it's true, technically speaking, a mother is exempt from the mitzvah Mila. But is she any... So let me go back. The Gemara tells us it's the father's obligation to do the circumcision. Let's say there is no daddy. So then it's Basin's. It's the Jewish community's responsibility to ensure that this male child is gemalt. So the Ramban makes some comment like, yes, so who's the most achrai? It's the mother. Not the Torah that it's the mother that outs also belongs. So it's true she's exempt, but outs being the one in charge, if someone in the community has to take charge, it makes the most sense that the mother would take control and make sure that her son's gemal. In other words, so basically what we're introducing by Mila is that it's not so much a chov as hayachid. Obviously, again, that's the whole minchas chinuch on who the mitzvah is on. Like, is the mitzvah on the father, on the son, and then what happens when the kid turns 13? Is it still? That's a whole interesting discussion in the minchas chinuch in terms of who's chiyav, and if it is the father's, what happens at 13? Does it turn to the kids? Do they both have it? But what we're introducing here is the certain mitzvahs which is a chovas hayachid, and the certain mitzvahs which is a chovas hatzibur. So what the Rambam could be saying, and the Achronim want to say pshat in the Rambam, is that when do we say, what's the whole exemption that nashim are paturis v'mitzvahs asei shazman grama? Those are a chovas hayachid, on a private, independent, personal obligation. So then we come into the issue of Zman Grama, Lav Zman Grama. But on a Chovas HaTzibur, if it's a communal obligation that the job get done, there's no concept of Zman Grama. Zman Grama only fits into personal obligations. There's no such exemption when there's a communal obligation to do something. Well, it's a Zman Grama. Zman Grama is out of the picture here, like the Ramban seems to say. Who cares? You know, maybe it's a technical obligation, but it's a communal obligation. I don't care, man or woman. There's no distinction here. So the Turi Yavin also says along those lines, he makes that distinction between a Chovas HaTzibor and a Chovas HaYochid. So clearly, the binyan, the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash, is muto al HaTzibor. It's not a personal obligation. I have a personal obligation to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash is built. No, me as part of Klai Yisrael, Basuli Mikdash Chazi B'Socham, me as part of a member of Klai Yisrael, I have an obligation to make sure. I have to do everything I can as an individual, but it's an obligation on the Tzibor to make sure the job, it doesn't have to be me per se, it's kind of like a Kohen, like the Gemara talks about in Yuma, the Kohen used to fight with one another, used to kill each other, who could do the avoda. But the point was, they didn't realize it's a chovas hatzibur. There's no mitzvah per se on any specific kohen to do it. The job is to make sure the avoda gets done. It doesn't have to be kohen A, B, or C. Obviously, one of the kohen have to do it, but it's irrelevant who. The point is, the job has to get done. So that's what the Rambam's saying. The reason why the woman, he says, the mitzvah is to be done by Yom, and yet woman achayev. Yes, no kasha. Binyan beis hamikdash is a chovas hatzibur, and a chovas hatzibur, there is no exemption of mitzvah atzei shehazman grama. And perhaps, you know, whether it ties into one of the reasons we were saying or not, but as well, the question is, you know, is also, I think it's like a Turi Evan, the question, the issue of a one-time mitzvah, one, let's say, for instance, I think it's a Turi Evan in Chagiga, actually, that, so let's say, lulav, dalad media, shofar, this year, at a chiyah, 57:52, I have an obligation to hear the shofar. I have an obligation to shake the da, I have an obligation to light Hanukkah candles. 57:53. But whatever it is that the same obligation? Let's say I didn't do it last year. Is that the same, or I have a new obligation? In other words, there's certain mitzvahs which have an annual chiyuv. Whether you did the mitzvah last year or not, it's irrelevant. Whether I did the mitzvah yesterday, it could be every day I have a new chiyuv, or every whatever the nature of the mitzvah is. Those are certain type of mitzvahs. And then there's mitzvahs where it's like a one-time shot. Let's say I have a mitzvah, assuming the mitzvah exists, I have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. But it's the same mitzvah today, yesterday, the day, you know, it doesn't change. Let's say Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If I didn't build the Beis HaMikdash yesterday, it's not that I have a new chiyuv, it's the same chiyuv I never did, kicks in again. So I think the Turi Eben wants to make this, so let's say by Mila, let's say. I can't do Mila at night. So does that mean the next morning, let's say, whatever, from day 10, 11, whatever day you want, does that mean the mitzvah was terminated at night, and now I have a new chiyuv kicking in? Well, no. Probably more likely it was temporary, it's a technical issue. The pasuk says uvi yom. It's temporarily suspended. But the same chiyuv, well, it's the same mitzvah milah that so perhaps there is no zman grama. In other words, if the mitzvah is terminated and every day you're starting a new chiyuv, or every year, whatever the mitzvah is, so then you can label it as man grama. But if there's only one mechayev, and if I don't do the mitzvah today, it's the same chiyuv from yesterday, so that perhaps that's not labeled as man grama. And therefore, similarly here, like by, you know, you could argue by mila or whatever mitzvah you want, but he's talking about, we're talking about by binyan beis hamikdash. So it's the same, asuli hamikdash antli besochem, it's the same chiyuv, so perhaps it's not akasha. It's, even though it can only be done during the day, but why can't you build the base of Mikdash at night? It's not that terminate the mitzvah, let's kick it anew. No, I mean, I don't think so. Anyway, Pashvis, it's the same chiyuv, it's just that now it's regenerating, it's chozer v'neir. And perhaps if it's not an issue, it's not a, that will make a mitzvah, let's say, lav zman grama, hence the Rambam's no problem. Woman achaya, because it's not as man, it doesn't even get off the bat in zman grama. So perhaps that's a fourth answer to our issue. So let's summarize. So we had the famous Rambam that binyan beis hamikdash is done during the day and not at night. Uva yom hukam et hamishkan. And then he says woman achaya in this mitzvah as well, based on psukim. So all the Achronim ask, what seems to contradict himself? How can you have it both ways? The mitzvah only during the day and women are obligated? It seems to be a classical mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So we touched on many fundamentals in terms of mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So Minchas Chinuch writes, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not a zman grama, because it's true the Rambam writes, the Torah writes to the Yom, but that's only a din l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, the halacha is, if you build the Beis HaMikdash at night, it's still considered a kosher Beis HaMikdash. Hence, it's labeled a lav zman grama, and hence woman it fits in, Nashim Achaya. You know, one could contend that point and say, that once something's us, so that's the whole machlokas in the Achronim, but that's the way the Minchas Chinuch works. It seems to work with that Rabbi Akiva Eiger we had as well by Milo Shelo Bizman on Shabbos. If it works, so then it's not labeled as man grama. Well, we had the second approach that it's true the actual mice of building must be done during the day, but the hachanas could be done all the time. Just like the Tosus Harid said by Mila, the mice of chaticha has to be done during the day, but the actual building of the Mishkan, the actual Hachadah, is that can effort labor allows man grama. Or we had, when do we have the whole exemption of as mitzvah as man grama? That's on a personal chiyuv. But on a chovas hatzibur, there is no concept of, there's no exemption as man grama, and binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah hatzibur, hence it's not a kasha on the Rambam at all. And fourthly, we had with the Turi Evan about, there's a big difference with the mitzvah, if you have a new chiyuv every day, have a new chiyuv, you know, to say Shema every day, or perhaps putting on tefillin every day, whatever the mitzvah we're talking about. So that's the Zman Grama, because if I don't do the mitzvah today, I no longer have that mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah that's generated. But on, let's say, on Mila, Pashas, the mitzvah is just being it's being temporarily suspended at night, and it's the same chiyuv kicking in, that's the Lav Zman Grama. So too, as the Turi Evan thing writes by Mila, that's what we say here by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The fact we can't build the Beis HaMikdash tonight doesn't, it's not that the mitzvah is being terminated and we have a new chiyuv to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same chiyuv from yesterday, the day before. It's just temporarily suspended. Something which is just temporarily suspended and not terminated does not take it out of the category of Lav Zman Grama. Hence, the Rambam fits in well that the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash could only done b'yom, and at the same time he could say that women are obligated. And that's what we pointed out. As well, we said that this to conclude that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash could only be done b'yom and not b'layla. And another one of the exclusions is that a binyan beis hamikdash cannot be done on Shabbos. As we mentioned, from the juxtaposition of the psukim between the Mishkan and Shabbos, we learn out the source of the Lamentes Melachos, and Rashi quotes the Chazal a lot in the past couple of weeks, that we learn from here that binyan beis hamikdash is not docha Shabbos. So besides not being done at night, it can't be done on Shabbos as well. So there's a very beautiful Chasim Sofer I like to close with. The Chasim Sofer talks about the different types of kedushas. We know, let's say, the Beis HaMikdash is kedushas hamakom, sanctity of place. Like we have a synagogue, but a temple's on a higher level. You have kedushas hamakom. Then we have Shabbos. That's kedushas hazman, yontif kedushas hazman. Let's say we have a conflict between kedushas hamakom and Kedushas Hazman, what gives? So we see, so the Halach is teaching us, Binyan Beis HaMikdash Eino Docha Shabbos. So we see from this Halacha that Kedushas Hazman takes precedence over Kedushas HaMakom. That's what we see from this Halacha. Right? That's one fact. Comes along the Chasam Sofer and says something beautiful. He says, and we all know another famous Halacha, actually we just learned that as well, from the parish of Ashamru, but they used to ask a Shabbos, that the mitzvah of, that better to mechal Shabbos achas, chedei sheyishmor Shabbos hazar. The Gemara in Yuma mentions many different sources. We're all in agreement with the halacha. They have different sources to prove it, that the mitzvah, your human life, is docha Shabbos. So either from, you know, from the different sources, if we see Mila's Docha Shabbos, that's only one organ, how much more so to save one's whole life? But either way, any different sources in the Gemara. So what do we see? We see Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos, but human life supersedes Shabbos. So the Chazon says, look how chashev every Yid is. Every Jew is holier than the Beis HaMikdash. We always, if you, you know, Beis HaMikdash, and it is. Don't get me wrong, Kedushas HaMikdash is very, we're not overestimating the Kedushas HaMikdash, we're underestimating the Kedushas HaGuf of every Yid. We see, look how chashev every Yid is, he says, that every Yid is more holy than the temple. For the temple is in Docha Shabbos, but human life is Docha Shabbos. And that's a lesson we have to internalize, that we usually give enough, we give a lot of Kedusha to Sefer Torah, to the synagogue, to Beis HaMikdash, and we should, but a lot of times we forget the most important Kedusha, the Kedusha of Haguf, the Kedusha of life itself. Life has the ultimate value, you know, that, and that's even Docha Shabbos.